prepare to qualify.
You have entered the Fandom Effect, a podcast filled with anime, video games, comics, MMA, and unlimited ideas. Each week, a new guest will press enter and discuss how they're making their dreams come true with your host, Mark the Bushido Geek, Halberg. It's time to enter the Fandom Effect. Now, please insert 25 cents to continue.
Humanoid.
You have one playthrough. Better make it count.
What is up, everyone? I'm so tired. There's so much going on. It's been a very long day, but we're here. Another edition of the Fandom Effect podcast. Oh, as always, I'm the Bushido Geek, and with me, as always, is... Hold on, I'm stalling.
Uh-huh.
It's
literally like, you're gone, I'm gone, you're gone, I'm gone, and it's just two different people that run this show, never together.
It really is. Is Snapshot. There we go. That's a simple one. Snapshot. That's kind of cool, too. Snapshot. It's there.
I always have to, like, spell.
Yeah, I know. So far, this website has not let me down. Just so there's a proven point, no one can see it, and I won't share my screen. But I have it bookmarked to the top of my web browser,
not
so I can just click on it. So I can just click on it super quick, and be like, just boom, it's there.
Bookmark.
But it's almost the Christmas month. So I thought of one episode to do for December, which I'll just say now as a spoiler for everyone and you too, because I just thought of it earlier. I'm like, oh, this will be good.
I love knowing things.
Yeah, little mini quiz of, is this a Christmas movie or not? So we're just going to get on a bunch of people. We're going to go through a list of movies.
Can we get Jonathan on?
Yeah, we can probably,
probably
do that.
Be an expert.
He probably really would. Whoa there, cowboy. No, whoa there, cowgirl. But then we're gonna debate them and decide whether or not they are truly a Christmas movie or not. Some will be obvious, some won't, and some will be just the thinnest thread that I could find of a Christmas reference and see
like
who's
Die
going.
Hard.
Well, that's a huge debate. I'm talking about like razor thin. Like, I'll find a movie that there's just like a scene where like they show a pine tree, and I'm like, pine trees are Christmas trees, therefore a Christmas movie. And it'll be like Lord of the Rings or something. People are gonna be like, what? No. And I'll argue for no reason that this movie is a Christmas movie. So you guys have that to look forward to.
Great. I can't wait.
In December. But today, because it's topical, and also because there's just a lot going on behind the scenes right now. So we thought there's a lot of Pokemon controversy going on right now. Not pure controversy, but there's Ash winning the tournament. And then there's the new games that came out and people being upset about like bugs and graphics and, you know, like the games not really changing the way people think that they should, which brings open like different debates and stuff. So we thought we'd cover that. So first, we'll jump into Ash winning the Pokemon championship. So
congratulations, little
took
dude.
25 years, I think.
It was 10 for a really long time.
Yeah, he's been 10 for an outrageously long time, which I probably wouldn't shit on him so much if A, he wasn't a shit Pokemon trainer. Yes, I'm still saying that even though he won a tournament. But also if there was any sort of age progression, because it's not like the games relate to what's going on with him, you know, like they're completely separate things.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the big deal about making him a little older? Because sometimes it's like, it would have been a little hard for me to believe that a 10-year-old, like if he had won the first tournament where like he would have faced like the Elite Four or whatever, like who would have believed that a 10-year-old is beating these like 35-year-old Pokemon trainers or however old they are? They're like in their 20s for sure.
They're older than him.
They're definitely older than him by at least 10 years. Like who's gonna believe that like these people are like that Ash is beating these people when he's 10 years old? So I get why they held off for so long. But like he didn't even use Charizard. and his final team, because you see Charizard watching on a TV screen with somebody else.
Wait, say that again.
He doesn't use Charizard.
Why not?
In his final battle. I'll look it up. It's like Ash's Pokemon for winning tournament. I know one of them was Gengar. One was Gengar. Okay, so he uses, well, obviously Pikachu.
Well, obviously.
Pikachu, Gengar, Dragonite, Lucario.
These are names.
Whatever Farfetch'd evolution is.
Farfetch'd.
Farfetch'd. Farfetch'd is the one that carries like the stick. The leak. The leak. That's what it's called, is a leak. And
what's
it's that evolution.
Pokemon?
Yeah, it's the evolution of Farfetch'd that he uses for that. And I'm looking up the other name of the last one right now because I can't remember what it is. Okay, so it's, yeah, he uses Pikachu, Dracovish, Gengar, Sirfetch'd. That's the evolution's name, Sirfetch'd from Farfetch'd. Lucario and Dragonite. So it doesn't use like Charizard, who like they spent all this time like building up this like redemption arc of like Charizard will now listen to Ash and can mega evolve and like all that kind of stuff, like all that weird.
I looked up what Sirfetch'd. What is that? That is a bird with a sword and a shield.
Yeah, welcome to Pokemon.
Did he come out during Sword and Shield?
Yeah, welcome to Pokemon now.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah, so obviously, like, some of those are cool Pokemon. Dragonite, cool pop Pokemon. Lucario, cool pop Pokemon. Gengar, always cool. I don't know what the heck those other two are. I get using Pikachu, you know, whatever. I'm assuming, I didn't watch it, but I'm assuming Pikachu had some sort of final blow. How do you not use Charizard? Like, you spent, like, 15 years being, like, oh, he's Charmander. There's all this emotional stuff. Oh, he's Charmeleon Charizard. He hates Ash now. Oh, he's redeemed himself, and now Charizard will, like, come to Ash when Ash needs him, fight, and then he goes back to, like, that Charizard training school or whatever.
A Charizard training school?
Yeah, he leaves Charizard at, like, some, like, Charizard training academy when he realizes Charizard, like, won't listen to him, and that he's not good enough to train Charizard the way he needs to be. So he leaves Charizard with these other people who train him up, still Ash's Pokemon, and then periodically he like rejoins Ash's team to like help him in a fight or something, and then like learns to mega evolve and then all this stuff. So it doesn't use him for the final fight, which I was like, okay, Pikachu was your first Pokemon, but you're really telling me that you're not going to use a like essentially what would be at this point like a max level Charizard?
Max level Charizard.
So I was like, you know, like, all right, whatever. So he wins with a, like a random team in this new region. So now he's considered the top Pokemon trainer in the world somehow, even though all these tournaments declare champions. And it's not like he never faced the Elite Four, anything like that. So sure, he's the best Pokemon trainer in the world now. That's how things work.
Sure.
But so now the rumor is that after 25 years, the next season of the show is going to transition off of Ash into, no, they don't know. There's like rumors that it'll be one of his friends that does like Pokemon contests, and that like they're going to switch the show's focus from being like battles to this like competition thing where like they battle at some point, but a lot of it is like them doing like tricks and stuff with their powers and stuff. So I don't know. That was the one article I read on I can't remember the website. Like one of the, like the bigger kind of gaming websites, I was just talking about like potential replacements for Ash.
Uh-huh.
If they do transition off of him, which I think they need to, I think his final episode should be him having a birthday. so he's at least 11 or Full Swing, where all of a sudden like all these little people show up and like, oh, these are your kids. Turns out Ash is like 35 and has that Benjamin Button like disease, and like these are actually all his kids. And
there's no transition. The next episode is just him.
Just 30. Yeah. It, like, it's like way in the future. It's just Ash is a dead old man. They're like, yeah, here you go. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you do. Man. I don't know how you transition off of 20 years of crap happening in less than a year. That, I think that's also part of the problem, is that like, what do you do? Do you continue with like Ash's friend, or in that same universe where like Ash is the champion? Or do you just completely restart, because you're like, we spent 25 years trying to trick you that all of this happened within 1 year?
No, I think it's a good time to stop the show.
Yeah, they're not going to. They make too much money as a franchise. The show, I don't think, ever does that well. It's all the toys and the Pokemon cards.
But you can do that same. Well, yeah, you don't need the show to sell the Pokemon cards.
But it helps.
Barely.
But it's enough to where, like, if they didn't, like, if they stopped making the show, but they just kept, like, churning out the new games and then churning out, like, the new cards and stuff, they would still make billions of dollars. But there definitely would be, like, a downtick. Like, you would notice a significant downtick. Uh-huh. Like, I haven't watched an actual Pokemon episode in a while. I only watch periodic ones when Cameron gets, like, a sudden urge to watch a Pokemon episode, which isn't that much. Mm-hmm. But he'll watch them like periodically, like to get an idea of stuff like going on or whatever. So I don't know. I if they're going to keep it going, I think you need to like time skip. Like pick a new kid with a new dream.
Mm-hmm.
And like have it be like 5 years in the future, where like, you can refer to Ash as like this past Pokemon champion who retired, you know, 5 years ago. And like the kid could run into Ash in the future and have like some grand moment, like kind of like how Yu-Gi-Oh did with Yu-Gi-Oh, like between Yu-Gi-Oh GX and Yu-Gi-Oh, where he runs into Yugi in the very first episode of the Yugi show, right after the main, like after the Yugi show. And like Yugi gives him a card and they interact and like they never see each other really again. Mm-hmm. You can do something as simple as that, where like, some new kid starts up and is in a random town and bumps into Ash, and Ash is the one who gives him his first Pokemon. Like, some, you know, whatever, doesn't matter. The keys, the card.
Ash key. Is now the new Pokemon professor.
Yeah. And gives him, like, the car key Pokemon, because that'd be funny.
The car key Pokemon.
Like, if that was your first Pokemon, like, here's a set of keys. It just happens to be sentient. That's your first Pokemon. Nothing cool. Doesn't evolve. It's keys. So there That's you go. It. You get some keys.
I have a statement from the audience.
Yeah.
Even though we're not live.
Uh-huh.
Fan wants me to tell you.
Yeah.
She said, tell Mark, my mom, and Zan, her twin sister, were not excited that it took the 10-year-old 25 years to be the number one Pokemon trainer.
Which, yeah, that statement in and of itself kind of explains why a lot of people are, like, just kind of done with Ash, and why the big rumors that they're replacing him is just because he's just stale. Like,
no, she when that happened, she sent me a screenshot of her family group chat, which is her sister, and her mom, and it was her in, like, all capital letters going, yo, Ash finally won the trip, like, whatever, and it was Zan, like, going something like, Mom, can you please tell me that you finally like found this kid in the dumpster or something? This is not ours. Yeah. As their twin siblings.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just so many like I said, it took him 25 years. I don't count the last thing that he won, because that was like some garbage tournament. And it's like he just did it by constantly recycling his Pokemon. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like he did it with like the first six he caught and he was like, no, I'm committing. Which, by the way, if he did with the first six he caught and had them evolve like some of them wanted to, he'd have like a Venusaur, a Blastoise, a Charizard, a Pikachu, and a Pidgeot, or a Butterfree, one of the two. That's an ace lineup in Pokemon right there.
It's an OG lineup,
but like, honestly, the show should have like ended with Ash winning the first tournament, like after the first two, three seasons of the show, and then just had him age and continued his journey. And then now it would make more sense. But yeah, after 25 years, I don't know. I don't know what you go back into doing after this long of a time period. But yay, he won. Good job, Nintendo. You pulled the trigger after 25 years.
Yay.
That was enough time for you to finally figure that. You know what? Maybe let's have him win one.
Maybe after one 25 day.
Years. Maybe yeah. one day.
Maybe. What do you think will happen in 25 years?
We'll be on the second person still. Who will maybe eventually win their one tournament after their 25 year journey. I don't know. I wish Pokemon in itself would just like die.
I was going to say die. And then I was like, no, Mark may not like that.
It's just, there's enough at this point. Like, do we really need like 3,000 Pokemon at some point?
No.
Like at some point, I'm going to question how big this world is.
What generation are we on now?
8 or 9.
We could have been done at 5. Truly, yeah. We could have been.
Because at this point, like, what do you do? Like, how do you stop? Like, now they're just going to be like, oh, every new Pokemon game means we need like another 30 or 40 new Pokemon. And then we have to explain how they fit into the TV show. And then the TV show is going to throw them on screen. And then I just got a question, like, how many people live in this world where there's still like giant forests of Pokemon that can just like roam free? Because that's the most unrealistic part, that people are like just content to live in their towns or cities and never expand.
Uh-huh.
And that we haven't encroached into. You can't sit here and tell me that we really don't need to bulldoze the Zubat cave. Like, that's really contributing to society.
The Zubat cave?
A cave of Zubats.
No. It's like national parks.
Yeah. But just demolish that one. That's a really
that one
annoying.
Specifically?
That one specifically. Because okay. It's Diglett and Zubat. It's
Diglett. What'd they
it's
do
Diglett
to you?
Diglett and Zubat. A lot of things.
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Hmm.
Catching supersonic 10 times and I don't have an escape rope. But
seated yeah, anger.
There is. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. I would imagine you have to do it quick. Like, I don't think you could do another full season of a show of like Ash doing stuff. I think you have to make it like an immediate
like 180.
Yeah, like it's either that or you have to have it be like a half and half season where it's like the first two episodes is him being like, oh, I retire. And, you know, I'm going to
imagine retiring at 10.
I guess. I mean, it's gotta be some sick prize money. He probably literally won like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not to mention that he can be on a box of whatever the Pokemon equivalent to Wheaties is.
A picture on a Wheaties box.
Yeah. And get some endorsement deals, you know, maybe put himself on as a picture on a potion spray. You know, maybe really dive into it and put himself on a Pokeball while he traps sentient creatures for all eternity.
Now you're getting messed up.
Yeah, I know, right?
Too far.
But yeah, point is, he can make a ton of money.
Point.
He can make lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, at 10 years old, he's richer than we'll ever be in our entire lives, unless one of us wins the lottery.
You don't know that. I could become a millionaire.
We both know that.
We both know that. I'll be the one that becomes a millionaire out of the two of us. Is that what you're saying? Because I agree.
I mean, hey, if one of us wins the lottery, then we're good to go.
I like how this is a wee thing.
Well, I'm just saying. I guess if the intern wins the lottery, then we're both fine because per his contract,
he has to give it to us.
He has to give it to us.
Yeah.
So like that would work a lot better.
As his employers, we have to liquidate it.
Yeah. He doesn't get nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the next season. Kudos to Ash after 25 years and losing like, I don't know, 10 tournaments. You finally won one.
You finally did something.
And
right?
Now you're probably done. So hopefully they change him, and they also change the animation style back to like what it was previously, because it's really stupid now. Yeah, but we'll see. And then, so he just won that, like, I think maybe like a month ago or something.
Well, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. And then the game just came out last week.
Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah.
Which I think is just really funny, because both of those names are names of people in my family.
Nice.
Scarlet and Violet.
Very nice. So I think part of the thing, there's a lot of controversy, because there's a lot of like legit bugs in the games. People are upset that, like, you know, you've been doing these games for 20 years and we're getting like serious bugs. And then a lot of people are upset that the game graphics are like almost like PS2 era quality.
PS2?
Yeah. I've seen enough like videos and screenshots. There are some that look amazing, and then there's some like looks of like a background that legit looks like it came out of like a background, like a really cheap like PS2 era background.
I'm looking some up. Oh, I don't want the Pokedex. Get the fuck out of here. I don't have time to look at all that.
You don't have time to look at 1,000 Pokemon?
No.
Come on, who doesn't have time to look at 1,000 Pokemon?
I literally typed in Pokemon Scarlet, and almost everything that pops up is just a picture of the outside of the game, like the box.
Yeah. So people are upset about that, and then so there's like a big influx of like the game is like popular, but like I've heard a lot of people like beating it and returning it, because there's like I guess not a ton of replay value, and so a lot of people are upset about a few different things. Which I don't know. I feel like, well, I don't know. We talked about it pre-air, but like I don't know if it's warranted or not, because it's not like the game has. It's not like they've ever gone to like a press conference and been like, oh, we're gonna make this next Pokemon series the best one yet with all these new features. Like, they've never come out and said that. They're just like, new Pokemon game, guys. You can now, your Pokemon follows you around. Like, they've never gone out and said like, oh, we're making drastic changes to how the game looks. I do think the bugs is a little bit ridiculous, because I mean, it's Nintendo is the one who's behind this. I know it's not Nintendo, it's Game Freak is the company for that, but they're backed by Nintendo. Like, obviously Nintendo could take away the rights at any time and give them to a different studio.
Why does this Pokemon look like it's like a Gundam?
Because it probably is at this point.
It's the title of this picture, and it like cuts off, so I don't know what the actual thing is. It says Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, how to evolve Charcadet into ... And it's just a picture of a purple Gundam.
Okay.
I wish my camera could show you.
I kinda.
Gundam.
Yeah.
Spare Gundam.
Yeah. No, it's literally how Pokemon is these days. So I don't know, like, because we talked about some stuff where with like Sonic being changed and all that stuff due to pressure. Ooh, like, yeah. It's Nintendo. Nintendo's never gonna buckle the pressure. Ever. And if you're listening to this and you think that they will, how long has Joy-Con drift been a thing? And then come back to me and tell me that Nintendo is willing to make changes to things. Joy-Con drift. Huh?
Not Joy-Con drift.
I mean, it's been like, I don't know, it's been like 8 years where they've known this has been like a consistent issue with Joy-Cons, but then every single time Joy-Cons come out, they still have inevitably Joy-Con drift at a certain point.
8 years?
How long has the Switch been out?
Not 8 years. Can't be that long. Shut up. No way.
Okay, 17. 5 years. 5.5.
I was like, you're out of your goddamn mind.
If you yeah, even so, 8 years. You know, 5 years of knowing an issue exists and literally doing nothing to prevent it.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, whatever. What are your... Because there's no third party for, like, the Nintendo Joy-Cons. Not really.
I mean, I think you can get like third-party wired controllers.
You can for the wired, but not like the Joy-Cons themselves.
Yeah.
So like, if you get Joy-Con, in theory, you could just like always permanently use a wired controller. But like the whole point of your Switch is to be able to use it as a handheld, which is right. a lot harder if you're constantly having to like prop it up and use a wired or a wireless controller.
Right.
So they will never invest in fixing Joy-Con. So they'll never, I feel, invest in changing the graphics of the game, however warranted it is, change that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What do you think? I'm sure you've played some of the Pokemon. I haven't played many since like I only played like a handful.
I played Pokemon Rangers.
Pokemon Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I played the original. I had the Game Boy Advance. That was like the yellow one that had all the Pokemon on the side. I used to have that old one.
It was the DS one because I remember like lassoing Pokemon and you had to like, on my like touchpad. And my friend Tyler thought I was going to break it. And then I tried to play, I think, Pokemon Black because Tyler let me borrow it. No, it wasn't it, Chief.
The last one I played was like Platinum, but I never beat it. It's just the last one I played. I mean, there's tons and tons of Pokemon games, but I know. So for people that are complaining about something, I feel like some's warranted, some's not. I feel like people complaining about like, I feel like the glitches and stuff, that's warranted because like they're big glitches. And I feel like there's enough testing that should be happening.
Wait, what was that Pokemon I said earlier? What's his name?
Oh, Sirfetch.
No. The eyeball magnetic.
Oh, I don't remember. It was like a bunch of magnets and stuff.
Yeah, you're going to make me look this up.
But I don't know. I feel like there's just a lot of like the graphics I get. That makes sense to an extent. The gameplay, I don't know, like as much as I want them to do different things with the gameplay, like introduce more unique battle features and make it more of like an open world thing, like kind of how the world is.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see them ever spending the effort to make both like an open world and a battle game. Not to the extent that we want anyway. I don't think we'll ever be happy.
No, I won't. I don't even play Pokemon. I found it. It was Magnemite.
Oh, right. Yeah. One of the original ones.
Magnemite, biblically accurate angel in Pokemon.
Yeah. Which is true.
If I type in biblically accurate, if that tweet will pop up.
Yeah. If you ever want to, who knows? Twitter is burning down slowly. If you ever want to see something scary and listen to this, look up biblically accurate angels and then go to sleep.
It showed me some other weird things.
I would imagine so. So I don't know. Do you like for people that are out there and like I haven't played either of the new games. There's things that I've seen that I like. I just think there's obviously like too many Pokemon at this point for a lot of things. But I also think that we need to stop making two Pokemon games.
I never understood that.
They do it because they can give exclusives on each one, and you have to trade with each other if you want to completely fill up your Pokedex. So it's been like that way since the very beginning, like back when you had like a red, blue, and yellow, because the only way for you to complete your Pokedex was to trade with all your friends to get all the Pokemon you needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same today, that the only way to complete your Pokedex is to do all the training or to do all the trading. So you have to like. So there's like exclusive stuff. Everything else in the games is the exact same. Like it's the exact same enemies, the exact same trainers that you're fighting. The legit only difference is the fact that there's like there'll be like a main evolution one. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Look how creepy that is.
It's super creepy. But like that's my point is that like I think there's almost too much that now the games are becoming like overloaded with like Pokemon and things you could potentially do. Like I think they need to go back to make it simplistic again to where you have like set things you can do and sure, I guess make it more open world if you want to, but I don't feel like you would need to anymore. I feel like there's, mm-hmm. you can do other things. I don't know. It's Pokemon. They make billions of dollars. They're never going to listen to anybody anyway. But it's fun to just rant about how it'd be such an easy thing to change to make the games so much better, or to make something so much better. But they never will.
I don't know. It doesn't concern me much because I don't want to say I don't care, because like my friends care and I care about my friends. So if they like it, good.
Yeah, I haven't played either of the games in a long, long time. And so kind of in the same boat where I'm not like overly concerned what's happening in the games, because I don't even know if I'll ever buy another Pokemon game again. Even if I do, it'll be like some on sale thing where it's come out like ages ago and I'm just now getting it because it happens to be like $5 or something. So if you're super into Pokemon, you should email us and let us know what's your favorite Pokemon game and why you still play them after 20 years. And if you somehow watched a TV show for the last 20 years, let me know why.
Yeah. Write an email. Phantom Effect Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah. And let us know why you've watched the show for 20 years and tell me what's going on. But I mean, I don't know. We'll
see.
Anything
else you want to chat about?
I think that's going to do it for today's What the Hell is Going On with Pokemon These Days. Probably won't revisit Pokemon again until if they confirm that they're doing the show without Ash, then I think we'll do one to recap. We'll do a funeral, Pokemon funeral for Ash. We will, yeah. As long as she does the mascara thing again, though.
I 100% believe.
And then as soon as she comes out, I'll be like, oh no, we moved that till next week's show.
Sorry.
Yeah. We swore we told you. That's our bad.
My bad.
Anyway. And then like pick like the happiest thing to talk about. Like we're here to talk about like puppies and kittens today.
As she looks like that. Oh yeah. Man, I'm waiting for Sammy to listen to this.
And just be like, what the hell, guys?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
It will be, but I'll pay for it later through Party Bus.
Yeah, at Amkey.
Yeah. Or she'll just call me like Mocha for 5 days as payback.
Please tell me you opened your Instagram account.
Yeah, I did. I responded to her.
Because what was it that she said to me?
She sent me, so the Russian guy that I saw, like, I've never seen a person that many times at a con, ever, where it's been the same person. I normally can maybe recognize someone, like, two or three times, and that's the most I ever see them the whole weekend. No joke, saw this dude 9 times, and then we were leaving, like I told you, he was parked 2 cars away from me I saw him loading up his car.
The message was, tell Mark to check his gosh darn Instagram. I send him his Russian dude's speedo pics. And it was me sitting here like, what the fuck did I miss?
Yeah. So when he first saw me the first time and saw the birthday sash, I was like, oh, while you drink, he offered to like buy me a drink if I came with him right then and there. He was like, oh, come with me, I'll buy you a drink. It was like him and his friend. And they were like, oh, come with us, we'll buy you a drink. And I didn't go because me and Sam and M had just we had just gotten back from the arcade, having purchased the 45-ounce souvenir drinks. So I was literally like holding a giant, like had taken like 3 sips at this point and was literally holding up this giant thing. And I was like, oh yeah, I already have this. I was like, but maybe I'll try to find you later, and just never ended up happening. So who knows what could have been if I had followed the Russian dude to wherever he was going. I'm assuming it was the hot tub bar or whatever.
We would have lost you forever.
Yeah, I would have seen you on Sunday and been like, I don't even want to talk about what happened. But yeah, so she sent me a picture of him doing like, I'm assuming he did some sort of like shoot where someone probably who worked for the con like had taken a picture of him. Dressed as the Russian guy from Black Widow, the Russian superhero. I can't remember the name, but wearing a Speedo. And he had mentioned to me when you see me later, if you go to the hot tub bar, because we didn't end up going that night because we weren't sure if we were, he was like, oh, you'll know it's me because I'll be wearing a Speedo. And we assumed he was kidding.
No.
We were like, all right, whatever. And then we just went back to the room and started drinking those things. And that's why she sent me the picture. And she was like, I found him.
That's so
funny. I was very proud. So that's what you missed, was just him mentioning that and us kind of brushing it off of, you know, whatever. And me almost getting kidnapped by a bunch of random people at ColossalCon.
It do be like that sometimes, I guess.
I guess the leather pants works both ways. Which I guess we
are. I don't know why it took me a second to realize what you said. You're like,
have it click.
Leather pants work both ways. It's just me sitting here nodding.
Uh-huh.
And then the realization of what you
whoosh.
That was so funny. It works on everybody.
It really does at this point, I guess. At least these new pants are comfier than the old pair.
Right. And the old pair, you couldn't sit down.
Yeah, I can sit in these new pairs, and they look just as good. They're just as shiny. They're just a little bit more breathable. But yeah, that'll probably wrap up this week's. Did Ash deserve to win this contest? The answer is no.
No.
The answer is no. Spoiler alert. You made it to the end. The answer is no. But don't worry, because we'll be back next week, next Friday. More fun stuff. And it's Christmas.
Christmas.
It's Christmas month. It's December.
Don't be like, it's not even November yet. And you're like, it's Christmas.
Yeah, whatever. It's Christmas month.
It's Merry Chrysler.
Yeah, Merry December. But we'll be back next Friday, the Friday after that, and the Friday after that, and the Friday after that.
Probably. Wait, what? Hold on.
I don't know. I keep mentioning Fridays. No, yeah, you won't be there the two Fridays after that. Or the Friday after the Friday. Exactly, that made sense.
I mean, if we record, we don't record on Friday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll batch. Next week, so we'll be fine. But don't forget, if you made it this far in the episode, wherever your platform you're listening to that, whether it's Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever it is, make sure you download the episode, subscribe, rate it, leave us some 5-star reviews. If you have a fandom or a topic or a guest that you think would be cool for us to try to get on, tweet at us, DM us on Instagram at @_PhantomEffect, messages on Facebook, email us thephantomeffectpodcast@gmail.com, whatever is easier for you. Search our podcast. We'll be on there. Email us or contact us over is easier for you. And let us know what you want us to research, and we'll do our best to get it up and to do it. And we'll be back next Friday, bright and early, with another fun edition of the FanFact Podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Wait, I have something.
Oh, okay, go.
Christmas is on a Sunday this year.
It is.
So we won't even have to worry about it being like Christmas Day.
We won't,
like,
yeah, so no.
It'll be Christmas easier. Eve.
Yeah, Eve. It'll be pre-Christmas episode about Christmas.
And if anybody is going to be at Holmat in Florida the weekend of the 16th through the 18th, I will be there exclusively.
Yeah.
So come stop
by. I won't be there.
No, he's fine.
Yeah, I won't be there.
He doesn't need to be.
No.
So come say hi.
Yeah.
Let me know. This will be my first con out of the Midwest, so I'm very excited.
Should be fun.
Really, really the worst time of my life, but it'll be great.
Exactly.
Oof.
Nailed it.
All right. Well, bye.
Well, not bad for one playthrough. You have multiple achievements left to unlock. Please follow the Fandom Effect podcast on all available platforms and unlock the next level. If that doesn't work, just turn it on and off.